The one in Williams Lake, I think, is moving along really, really well. We have the Silcotine National Government negotiation team working with us now to work with the province, and had a meeting set up with Minister Eby last week. As so sometimes happens with provincial ministers, sometimes you don't make the agenda because they have other things come up. So we are getting ourselves back on the agenda for next month. We've done up our proposal. The proposal was greeted with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of interest, because we are the only First Nations court proposal as of yet that has included both family court and criminal court. And so they're very interested in what we can possibly do with the family court aspect of it and taking that off of some of the docket of the regular court list that takes up so much time. So we're feeling really good about it. And I think probably within the year we can get this up and go.
Okay. So were you at all disappointed with this week, Prince George getting approval and Williams Lake still waiting?
No, not at all, because one of the leaders that is running the charge up in Prince George is our former Inspector Warren Brown, that worked for our detachment for several years and was a huge supporter of our drive towards this. So I'm incredibly proud of him and his whole team up there, Prince George Aboriginal Services and everyone who was involved in just getting this done so quickly and so effectively. It looks good on all of us that all of us northern communities are saying that we need this more up here than the communities in the southern, you know, lower mainland and things like that do. We need this where the Aboriginal population is. And I'm so proud of them. I think it's fantastic.
And then, as you mentioned, at sometime this year, what needs to happen now to ensure that approval does come out?
So all we need now is approval from the provincial government. We have the Chief Judge of British Columbia has expressed his support. Legal Services Society of British Columbia has expressed their support and has committed some funding. So it's a little bit of a waiting game, but it's feeling pretty positive right now.